Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcast, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
Today is the day to support us here at Relevant Radio. So if you can, we're asking you to give $1 a day. There's so many things we can take out of our lives to be generous. We're called to give 10%. Are we giving 10%? Maybe we already are, but we can give a little bit more. We've been blessed with maybe some extra money coming from tax returns or whatever it might be. So please, I'm asking you to join us here at Relevant Radio. We need $3 million. I'm asking you to support us by going to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give. And give now, because every dollar you give this hour will be matched. So if you give $5, we get 10, because someone else says, I will give, but only if others give too, and I will match that. So relevantradio.com is the easiest place to give. I'd like to kick off this hour and ask you to join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. We need $3 million to continue to operate. So let's turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, begging her for her intercession for an end to abortion. We can see this happen, and to make sure that we can continue to do what we do here at Relevant Radio. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're listening to Trending with Timory, and it is indeed Gentleman's Hour today, and we have a lot to talk about, some of which includes struggle many men have and don't like to talk about it, or just don't feel comfortable talking about it, because it is, ding, 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 insecurity. A lot of people struggle with insecurity. So do men. We tend to think that men are, you know, as a society, confident and comfortable and sometimes even cocky, but we don't talk about how many men struggle with insecurity. In fact, I learned this some years ago, that many men are kind of feeling as if they're imposters, but they just keep going at it in life. And so we're going to talk about that. Maybe that's you. We'll have some key thoughts and solutions. We're also going to discuss a hidden shame of fatherhood wound and why the Don't Say Gay bill is a good thing and why it actually shouldn't be called that. We'll discuss that more today during Gentleman's Hour. If you have a question, number is 1-888-914-9149. Would love to take your question. Hidden shame from a father wound is something that many people, especially men, are struggling with. We know today that over 20 million live in a home without a father. Impact of fatherlessness itself has been seen and most obvious in homes, schools, hospitals, and prisons. But what about men who are silent, who maybe have had a father, maybe they haven't, but they're experiencing shame from father wounds in their lives? Another thing that's not very often discussed. So joining me today to discuss hidden shame from a father wound is Devin Schatt. Devin Schatt is the founder of the Fathers of St. Joseph. The Fathers of St. Joseph is doing great work, and it's an apostolate that works for the renewal of authentic fatherhood. And he's here to help us understand why shame is at the heart of father wounds for many men today.
Hey, Timory, how are you?
Hey, Devin, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, so I love what you said about, you know, the culture kind of typifies the male as confident, cocky, and really a lot of times that's a coping mechanism. And many men are, you know, living from a deeper wound, and we call that the father wound, some time before the age of eight, usually, a person of embodying authority, a person who's, in a sense, subconsciously representing God, does something that betrays the person, the young man, so that he feels he cannot trust people. And ultimately, in his interior being, he believes that God is not trustworthy. And that trust, that father wound can come through many people. Generally, we talk about a father wound when it's directly related to a father, but it can come through a mother. It can come through an uncle or someone, anyone who's embodying that authority, because it's all coming from the father of lies. And that's ultimately why I believe it's a father wound. But for a lot of guys, it can be the discontented dad. Like a friend of mine, he was one of four brothers, and his dad wanted all the sons to work in his dad's auto body shop. And so my friend, he wanted to be a school teacher. And so his dad made fun of him, called him college idiot, schoolgirl, you know. And this guy went on to win all sorts of awards. He had the respect and admiration of his faculty and his students. And yet at times he really struggled with wondering if God the Father loved him. You know, and you have the discontented dad, the dad who's never satisfied. You know, he just isn't happy with it. So, like, you know, a lot of guys tell me, like, when they were younger, they would work with their dad, and their dad would say, just let me do it. Just let me do it. That's the dissatisfied, discontent dad, you know, or the deserted dad, you know, the dad who leaves his family at an early age and tells the son, you're in charge, you know, and you be the man of the house now, which is really kind of mentally abusive. And so you've got the disloyal dad, the dictator dad, the dad who yells, the dad who dominates, but all these inflict a father wound at some level. And really what's going on is it creates a situation where young men grow up lacking the manual and spiritual competence that they need to be mentored into real men. And so for a lot of us, what happens is we end up growing up as men, but we're boys trapped in men's body. And we know this, and yet we don't want to let on to others, obviously, that this is going on. And then that coupled, that father wound coupled with radical feminism, kind of like in where the church and others have become ashamed of patriarchal authority, and then this appeal toward lust to try to offset that. Yet when we fall to lust, we understand our own weakness deeply, and that wounds us. So all of this combined, I think, creates a real tenuous situation, a situation in which we men, we wrestle with this deep sense of shame, a lack of confidence. And then what we do is we develop coping mechanisms to try to overcome that.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about shame itself. It's a word that, at least today, we don't use very often. We think it has to do with, you know, feeling guilty, feeling immodest. And as a culture, we've kind of shirked anything that makes us feel guilty or immodest or anything like that. But shame is something that naturally kicks in when, for example, something's exposed. It could be language. It could be the body that we don't want to be exposed. In some instances, it shouldn't be exposed. So let's talk a little bit. What are your thoughts on shame, helping people to kind of wrap their head around how that discomfort is a part of what many men are struggling with?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great question. So shame, there's a good side of shame, as John Paul II talks about, right, especially in his theology body. And then there's a bad, you know, aspect to shame, if you will. So the good part of shame is that it protects us. It protects us from being violated, from being used, from being objectified. So, you know, when a woman covers herself up because a man is looking at her inappropriately, that's a positive form of shame, because it's protective. And a lot of times when we're wounded, we do feel shame, but we protect ourselves from being hurt in the future or further hurt by someone who may be inflicting, you know, pain upon us or committing a sin against us. But then there's what I would call the bad type of shame, which is actually from guilt. It's from sin. And so we're ashamed of what we've done. But the problem is with a lot of us is that we associate what we've done with who we are. And this is a big mistake. So there's a difference between failing and being a failure. You know, there's a difference between sinning and being a sinner. And I think a lot of times what we do is we associate too much what we do with who we are, but that's not true. And really, at the fundamental basis of all this, where does shame come from? Well, St. Paul says that the Holy Spirit, he says this to Timothy, his spiritual son, he says, the Holy Spirit is no cowardly spirit. And so courage, strength that overcomes shame, it comes from knowing that you are a son of God and believing that God is your father. And I really believe that this is fundamentally the problem, because when we have a father wound, when we're ashamed, we don't turn to God the Father for healing. We don't turn to God the Father for the antidote. We actually turn to the world and its promises of profit, power, possessions, pleasure, prestige, you know, prominence, the six P's. But deep down, we're missing the seventh P. We're missing peace. And that peace comes fundamentally from knowing that we have been chosen, that we've been desired by God, and he delights in us as his sons just because we're his sons. And I think that this is important. Mm-hmm. I say to my daughters all the time, when you do good, do I love you any more than I do? No. And when you do something wrong, do I love you any less? No, I might be disappointed. Mm-hmm. But the thing here is that I always love you the same intensely. And what you do is different than who you are.
Amen. I mean, and I think that what you kind of came back to in this idea that was really important, what you said is, you know, how do you overcome fear? Well, it takes courage and strength. Well, what are courage and strength? Courage is acting in the face of fear. It's a gift that we can receive from God, from the Holy Spirit. But then, you know, as we are praying for that, we can also work in small ways to act in the face of fear in our own lives, you know, speaking up when we feel uncomfortable. Mm. But then strength, I think, is so important, because we get strength wrong. We tend to think it's just physical strength. So many men who are struggling with shame and father wounds tend to try to get as big and as strong as they can. That part's important, but also what's important is to understand that strength is spiritual. It's your spiritual strength in the moral life, your strength in persevering, your strength in your prayer life. And this is what's so important, that we understand that all of this is rooted in a deeper, much deeper understanding of ourselves as a human person, as not just bodily, but material, but spiritual. And I think that that's what's so important when we're talking about hidden shame. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray during our weekly Gentleman's Hour. If you have a question, we'd love to take it. The number's 1-888-914-9149. You can also ask your question live now on Instagram. Follow me at Tim Ray, T-I-M-M-E-R-I-E. We'd be happy to take your question. Any question goes, questions you wouldn't otherwise ask your mom or your sister, we'll take them here. Check out Devin's chat at fathersofstjoseph.org. We'll be right back talking about how many men feel like they're imposters and insecurity can be a real issue. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, host for the Family Rosary Across America. Our Relevant Radio Give from Heart pledge drive is in full swing, and we have a $3 million quarterly need to reach by Friday evening. Have you heard about the two gifts we have today at the Dollar Day level? Today only, our special gifts for you are St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and a beautiful San Damiano Crucifix. Two thank you gifts for a dollar a day. This beautiful pewter medal of St. Mother Teresa has a third-class relic inserted on the back. You'll treasure this medal for the rest of your life. The San Damiano icon cross was painted to teach the meaning of Christ's saving death and resurrection. Give now and you receive both the St. Mother Teresa Relic Medal and San Damiano Crucifix. Medal is only available today while the supply lasts. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. If calling is your only option, give us a ring at 877-291-0123. Please give from the heart.
Gale Clark here with Timory on Trending. So happy to be with you, Timory. So happy to share with you the ways that you can help us bring Christ to the world through the media, through Relevant Radio, whether it's Trending with Timory or any of the other fine programs that we have in our network. We need you to keep us on the air. We do this four times a year. This is our February pledge drive, Give from the Heart. We want you to do that, and we want to give back to you. As Father Rocky just said, this beautiful medal of Mother Teresa, one of the most popular saints of not only our time, but all time. Her intercession is something that we all want. We all want to take our cues from her, how to love God and love people. What a great example she is to us. This beautiful relic with a third-class relic on the other side of the medal is available for you if you give a dollar a day, less than the price of a cup of coffee. At least where I get my coffee, I can tell you that. But hey, it's a two-for-one special. You're going to get the San Damiano Cross. And also, the Mother Teresa Medal if you come in at that dollar a day level by going to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123, Timory.
We're looking for 100 people this hour to step up and support us here at Relevant Radio. You have about 45 minutes to go. We have news. More people are coming in by the moment. 20 people have stepped up. We need 80 more people. Give now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, at that $365 a day level. Again, you receive two gifts, that holy medal, that relic of Mother Teresa, as well as the San Damiano cross. And guess who's getting these gifts from Relevant Radio? Well, Sarah from Wisconsin, Scott from Indiana, Jane from Illinois, they've all given $365.
Thank you so much.
$1 a day, and they're new donors. So welcome to the Relevant Radio family. Kelly in Florida is giving $365 today as well. We're asking you to join Kelly as well as Carolyn in Philly. Janet in Las Vegas, thank you so much for giving $1 a day. And we give back and have those gifts for you. So if you'd like to see them and donate now, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, and once again, Timory, really today and tomorrow are really the only days left. If you want to show your support for Trending with Timory, we're not going to be doing the pledge drive on Friday because it ends before this show. So if you want to have a vote of confidence for Timory, now's the time to pick up and dial 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give now. Give from the heart. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up. Show your love for Relevant Radio, for Timory, and what we do to bring Christ to the world through the media. Give from the heart.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Taking your questions, this is Gentleman's Hour. The number is 1-888-914-9149, or you can ask your question now on Instagram. We put up a question box on Instagram. We'd be happy to take it. Just let us know what questions you have, gentlemen. I want to talk today. I remember some years ago, I was reading a book. It's by Shanti Feldhahn. She's a hardcore researcher, getting a lot into psychology and understanding why we do what we do. And she wrote this book. It's called For Women Only, What You Need to Know About the Inner Lives of Men. And it's a fascinating book, tons of research, helping us to understand what men are thinking, where they're going, you know, kind of understand that difference between maleness and femaleness. And in that book, she talked a lot about kind of this imposter syndrome that many men we tend to think who are perhaps cocky and prideful are actually struggling with feeling like phonies, like fakes. They can't do what they're doing. Maybe you yourself feel that. Although you're, you know, going in and doing your best, you have this deep-seated sense of insecurity. Joining me to discuss this today is Devin Schatt from the Fathers of St. Joseph. You can find them at thefathersofstjoseph.org. Devin, why do we see that this imposter syndrome, this insecurity, is so prevalent among men?
Well, I think that we haven't been mentored, first of all, by our fathers. I think that there's a huge gap, multi-generational gap right now, of men who had fathers who are absent. And so there's a great need to be mentored. I think the other thing is that when we lack that confidence that comes from being mentored, then what we do is we strike out on our own to try to, like you were saying, achieve ways that make us look more manly. I find it fascinating. A lot of these guys who, you know, are kind of muscle heads, a lot of them have a significant female wound, you know, with their mom.
Right.
It's quite often. And then you have those who are more womanizers because they were wounded by a woman earlier on. And so a lot of times we develop these extreme coping mechanisms that allow us to cope with the fact that we feel inferior or we have that insecurity, that deep inner insecurity. And so I think that what happens oftentimes, though, is we appeal. There's two ways. There's two kind of polar extremes here. On one side, we appeal to woman as an idol. So we're effeminate, we're soft, and we appeal to women like she's going to solve all of her problems, like she's going to be the answer. If only I can get a woman or this woman to love me or respect me, that's going to be the solution. Then I'm going to be a man. I'm going to feel like a man. And then on the other side is I'm going to dominate women. I'm going to use women, and that will show me that I'm the machismo man. I'm the man. Etc. But in the middle is where the real man is. The real man, he has learned self-mastery. He's learned to sacrifice himself for the sake of woman. And so I think it's very interesting. Go back to that bodybuilder for a second who wears the really tight short sleeve shirts because he wants to show the world what he's achieved through his physical fitness. Well, I think a lot of times when men are feeling inferior, they shove their achievements and their own personal glory in other people's faces saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, because they don't even believe it about themselves. And that the difference between that guy and a guy who's been mentored by someone along the way, or the guy who has found Abba Father to be his daddy, his true father, who is mentoring now through Jesus Christ, he doesn't have to shove his accolades, his honors, and achievements in anybody's faces because he's so secure that he has the gaze and the love and the affirmation of God the Father that he's confident in sonship. And that's the guy who is capable of loving a woman rightly. But the key here is we all suffer from this, so we need a way out. I think that's the bottom line here.
And I want to just kind of give that caveat here, too. You know, there's nothing wrong if you wear tight shirts and you work out hard and you want to, you know, make those gains at the gym. That's a good thing. That's great. But what we're talking about is many men who are trying to do that to hide something. I have a dear friend who had a real father wound growing up. And, you know, as he kind of got out of high school and left the house, totally stopped talking to his parents. And he just has one goal in life, and that is to get as big and as robust as he can, because he wants to be able to show that he's secure enough to stand up to his dad, that he has that security. He's hiding behind that idea. And so it's a distinction that I think is really important. And you point to a solution, and that is mentorship. And so many, as a culture, many people are desiring good role models. It's not just people who didn't have a dad or didn't have a mom. It's the culture as a whole. We need mentors. We need, and I think this is important for all of us to remember, Devin, that we need mentors within close to our peer age group, maybe just a little ahead of us in terms of doing the same things we're doing in life, whether it's professionally or in family life. We need people who are those sage, wise individuals who have been there, done that years ago and have that wisdom. I think these are people we need to identify and work on bringing into our lives to form those relationships and receive that wisdom from.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's well said. Yeah. So I think that, and I would even add to that, that oftentimes we can learn from men who are younger than us. And I mean, my son-in-law is a tremendous example of a young man who is spiritually strong. He is faithful, but he's physically strong. He's a man's man. He works with large machinery. He does a lot of physical manual labor. And that was something that, like, early on I didn't pick up. And the more that I hang out with him, we do some pretty cool projects, and I pick up things from him. And it's very interesting because I, even as an older guy, I grow in this confidence in myself. And I think that's that in it from him. And I think that that's what we're looking for, is we surround ourselves with men who actually know things that we don't. And that's where the fear has to be overcome. Because I think a lot of times we men, we think that we have to have all the answers. We think that we have to know everything, but it's exactly the opposite. You know, they say fear, F-E-A-R, is feelings and emotions attacking reason. And so that reason is to think with logic, the logos, the divine word, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And logic tells us.
And so it's so important that we are turning toward our relationship with others, our relationship with God, to help us overcome this insecurity that is so prevalent today in our culture. Check out Devin Schatt. Thank you so much for joining us, Devin. Please check him out at thefathersofstjoseph.org. That's fathersofstjoseph.org.
This is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, joining Timory on Trending today. And wow, what a conversation Timory is having with Devin from the Fathers of St. Joseph. Wow. I remember years ago reading a book called Fatherless America, and how true that is. People need fathers. I didn't even know about all the different kinds of fathers he was naming, you know, domineering dads, deadbeat dads, so many different kinds. But hey, we need to take our cue from our Father in heaven. And as St. Jose Maria said, only ungrateful children don't want to go home and see their parents. We want to see our Father in heaven, and we want to come to him with our hands full of good deeds and gifts that we want to give him. One of the best gifts that you can give is by helping us to give the gift of faith through Relevant Radio. You can do that. You can partner with us during our February Pledge Drive this week, our Give from the Heart Pledge Drive, and you can go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123 to give a gift, no matter how big or how small, a one-time gift, a regular gift, a dollar-a-day gift. And hey, Timory, if you come in at that dollar-a-day level today, what are people going to get?
Oh, at a dollar a day, you'll receive this beautiful medal of St. Mother Teresa, a saint who I've shared her story before. You know, my mother received a personal letter from St. Mother Teresa when she opened up a maternity home. That was, you know, something that I grew up knowing, and the personal words of St. Mother Teresa telling her about how today we suffer in the West, in the United States, not from a bloody martyrdom, but from a white martyrdom. This martyrdom where just living our faith, it's difficult. It's not easy. You know, there's this death to self that has to occur that is so radical in today's culture. And so, you know, these words of St. Mother Teresa, having her icon on us, having, you know, this third class relic. We'll have to post links in the podcast notes to explain relics and what a third class relic is. And we'll also include an incredible testimony from Reggie Littlejohn, who worked firsthand with those suffering from leprosy, as well as in her home for unwed mothers. Incredible testimony. So please head over to relevantradio.com. You can see the thank you gifts we have to give to you. At a dollar a day, $365, you can receive this gift of the third class relic of Mother Teresa, the medal, as well as the San Damiano cross. But if you subscribe to the podcast, there at the podcast tonight will be available links to those two incredible resources about a third class relic, as well as the story of St. Mother Teresa that you must hear, this firsthand account. Kayla, how can people donate?
Oh, simply by calling 877-291-0123, or even easier, it's secure online. Go to the app, the Relevant Radio app, or the website, relevantradio.com. Give from the heart today. Help us out. More from Gentleman's Hour with Timory next.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
It's a gentleman's hour, and we are taking your questions today on Trending. We're going to take your questions in just a moment, so please join us. Numbers 1-888-914-9149 to ask your question, or you can ask it now on Instagram. We have some really interesting questions coming in from the gentleman about how on earth to handle Valentine's Day. What if your girlfriend, fiance, wife says she's not really that into Valentine's Day? What on earth do you do? Do you get her a gift? Do you get her chocolate? Do you just ignore it and not plan anything at all? I'm going to give you a teaser. The biggest mistake you can make is to do nothing. That's, you know, do something. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. What if she doesn't care that much about Valentine's Day? So stay tuned. We'll take that in just a minute. In the meantime, I do want to talk about what many people are referring to as the Don't Say Gay bill. It's trending all over social media, and you have most people saying, hey, this is, well, I should say people on social media, in mainstream media, are covering the truth about this bill, and instead they're saying this is absolutely transphobic, homophobic, but is it? So I want to tell you a story. So many of you know I'm a certified Pilates trainer. I work with injuries, fitness classes. I worked with professional ball players, you name it, working toward rehabilitation. love what I do. But one day I was training this woman and we were working toward rehabilitating her back. She had some herniated discs. And as we were there talking, you know, she was a kind of delayed parent. She had a kid a little later in life. She had one kid. And, you know, she's sharing all about her life. She's extremely progressive in her life, progressive parent. And, you know, all about, you know, really exposing your kid to most anything. Anything goes. But one day she comes in and she said, I am just really shocked. I don't know what to do or how to handle this. My daughter's in kindergarten and there's a little boy who's dressing like a little girl, has grown out his hair, brings a purse to school, and they've started talking about what it means to be transgender in the kindergarten classroom. Yes, this was California. And she said, you know, I'm all about, you know, people identifying however they want. And, you know, that's great if, you know, you're transgender, you're gay. But I just feel I don't know what to do. I'm really uncomfortable. I don't want my kid exposed to this. And, you know, I want her to know, and I tell her this, that we love everybody. And, you know, we love everyone. And, you know, he is able to carry his purse because that's what he wants to do. But, you know, I'm not ready to handle this. And I thought that this was such a great example that we have bipartisan support and agreement that little kids shouldn't have to be exposed to or talk about sex, transgenderism, homosexuality. That it's something that is an adult topic not meant to be dealt with around children. Plain and simple. And this parent who is all for the gay transgender agenda, this ideology, suddenly didn't like it when it came into her home with her kid in her classroom. And so this is, I think, what's interesting. So this so-called don't say gay bill, in effect, is kind of saying don't talk about homosexuality and transgenderism in the classroom. Just leave it out. People are saying it's homophobic and transphobic, but is that what it really is? Now, this is making its way through the legislature in Florida. It will probably go all the way through, make it to the governor's desk, and become law. I hope so. I hope that we see this across the nation. Other states are considering similar legislation. So what is this all about? It's about making sure, as Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida said, schools need to be teaching kids to read and write. It needs to be teaching them their math. It needs to teach them history. What the schools don't need to do is talk about homosexuality, transgenderism, plan curriculum around it, have after school clubs, and they don't need to hide concerning behavior or conversations from parents. So what this bill is that people are calling the Don't Say Gay bill, that people are trying to make sound so hateful, is actually all about protecting kids and protecting parents' rights for parents to introduce topics when they want and when they think that their child is ready. There are three things that we need to understand about this. Number one, it's accountability for in the area of academia. That school teachers cannot adopt any of the curriculum that has been utilized to teach kids about homosexuality, transgenderism, and might I just say, inappropriate acts that little kids don't need to know anything about, and that they shouldn't be doing in coloring workbooks. I mean, this is what's been happening in schools across the nation, not just California. And so that's one side of it. So accountability for teachers, getting rid of that bad curriculum, making sure that they're not talking about their personal thoughts about homosexuality and transgenderism, and they're just not talking about it in the classroom. And the second point is that it's bringing it back to the parents as the primary educators, the parents who have the right to know what's going on, to decide how and when to introduce these topics to their kids, acknowledging maturity, acknowledging exposure. Why expose your kid to this topic and as a kindergartner if they don't need to be exposed? It's one thing if they're a teenager and you need to have that conversation. I hope you do, and you do early on to help that conversation. There are versions of it that can be had with a kindergartner, but they don't need to know all of the ins and outs of what transgenderism, homosexuality, and what those people tend to do if they're living sexually adverse lifestyles. That's inappropriate. And so, again, it's about teachers being held accountable. It's about parents remaining the primary educators of their children. This is what the Catholic Church emphasizes, that as parents, as married people coming before our Lord in the altar, before you even have children, that you understand that marriage itself is oriented toward having children and raising those children, and that parents are called to be the primary educators of their children. And this is what's so important. The third thing that's important about this so-called Don't Say Gay bill, that is just not addressing these topics in the schools, letting the parents talk about it and keeping teachers accountable, is that it's making sure that kids are not being sexualized. The curriculum for children that is mainstream in California and other states across the nation, it's not just California, it just happens to be my home state, that they're introducing to pre-K kids, to kindergartners, from coloring books to curriculum to history lessons to bringing in drag queens to do reading stories. They're sexualizing children. They're making them find an identity based on sexual acts that they shouldn't even be engaging with. And do we need to remind anyone? And we need, I think we do, to remind kids and to remind adults and to remind teachers that underage sex is illegal. Yet for some reason we think it's okay that if it has to do with transgenderism or same-sex attraction, that it's okay to encourage and explore these things. It's not. And so these are things that we must understand when people are trying to make it sound like people are homophobic for supporting a so-called Don't Say Gay bill. All it's doing is keeping teachers accountable, keeping parents the primary educators, protectors, and informants for their children, and ending the sexualization of kids. And this is why we need to support programs like these in our local school districts as well as statewide. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ring during Gentleman's Hour. I'm coming back taking your questions, especially the question, what do you do if your girlfriend or wife says she doesn't care that much about Valentine's Day? Do you or do you not do something?
Changing lives. In your neighborhood and across the nation, here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Oh, so you yourself have left the Catholic Church?
Yes, I had left it a while back ago, and it's only been about 2 years now that I've come back. Again, I'm learning, and I'm realizing, actually, in listening to your show, how much I did not know about being a Catholic when I left it, and because of that, is why in listening to you, which has helped me tremendously, I have come back into going back to the Catholic Church.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program, joining Timory on Trending for this hour. And it's a great hour for you to show your support for what she's doing here on Relevant Radio. Just call 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, and you can give from the heart. That's the theme of our winter pledge drive. And hey, I'm telling you this, my ears are going to be glued to Relevant for the next few minutes, because Timory is about to share, speaking about giving from the heart, Valentine's Day. What do women really want on Valentine's Day? I need to know this. I've made that mistake before, Timory, and I don't want to make it again. So during this gentleman's hour, I'm curious to hear what you'll have to say about that.
Okay, stay tuned. We're getting there. Right now, though, 32 people are listening and saying that we want to support Relevant Radio. So they have given. They're coming in, many coming in at that dollar a day level, where we have two thank you gifts, a medal of St. Mother Teresa, as well as the San Damiano cross. I want to talk for just a moment, Cale, about how important it is to support what we're doing here at Relevant Radio. We see trending on social media this Don't Say Gay bill. We see some sort of trend every few days, it seems like, on social media, promoting this gender ideology, this identity that people are claiming. And we have to have a Catholic take on it. We have to be able to lovingly help people navigate this crisis within our friends group, within our families, and nowhere is helping to bring clarity, truth, and sound science to this, except for places like Relevant Radio. And so this is one of the reasons why we have to speak truth and support it across the nation. This is what we do here at Relevant Radio. So please, I'm asking you to support this program, Trending with Timory, because here we really do emphasize the importance of being able to navigate this crisis surrounding the LGBTQ plus identity.
If you want Timory to keep talking about what's trending, support us right now so she doesn't have to teach Pilates full time. We want to keep her on this program. 877. I didn't know you taught Pilates. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. I said, what's the name of your business? It's not called Punches Pilates, is it? I just thought of that, but don't use that one. Don't use that one. Do something better. And you can do better. We can all do better. We can all give from the heart just a little bit. If you give a dollar a day, you get the Mother Teresa medal, you get the San Damiano cross, and so much more. You're going to have that feeling of, yes, I helped Relevant Radio in the mission to bring Christ to the world through the media, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call right now, talk to a real human person, 877-291-0123. A friendly voice will be on the line. You can give from the heart. Do it right now.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Now is your opportunity. Ask your question. It is Gentleman's Hour. The number is 1-888-914-9149. Or you can ask your question right now live on Instagram. I'm watching the question box. Please go ahead and comment there. We're live. Would love to take your question. Okay, let's talk about Valentine's Day, which, by the way, it's Saint Valentine's Day. Incredible story. So stay tuned because we're going to be discussing Saint Valentine tomorrow on Trending. So to understand the true and Catholic tradition behind Valentine's Day, stay tuned. Jim O'Day will be joining me to discuss. But let's talk about what happened, gentlemen. Gentlemen, I hear you. I can't even imagine how frustrating and difficult this must be. Okay, Lewis from Lexington is asking, if a girl you are dating says that she does not really like Valentine's Day, should I get anything or play it safe and buy some flowers and chocolate anyway? Okay, Patrick, you're right. He just air quoted, I do not like Valentine's Day. Okay, so I don't like Valentine's Day either because of how sappy and commercial it's become. I actually don't like how sappy and commercial Mother's Day and Father's Day have become too. We could talk about how, I mean, even Christmas, we could talk about this. We've become so sappy and like, dear me, please do not, and thank God my husband never would, do not give me a teddy bear ever in my life. I don't even like stuffed animals, but like then there's my sister. She loves stuffed animals and she thinks that's cute and romantic. So maybe, you know, if that's your girlfriend or wife, you do you, you know, maybe that's something that you can do. But what do you do if she says she doesn't like it? Well, I will tell you that one of my primary love languages is receiving gifts. I love receiving gifts. So any excuse to give me a gift is a great excuse. And so I may not like Valentine's Day that much, but I am demanding. I do actually have an expectation. My husband always gets me flowers, and I appreciate that. And I'm not saying that's what my expectation is, but, you know, having that something, it could be a single rose. It could be a hand-picked bouquet. That would mean the world to me. I think that, you know, I would recommend minimum some sort of flowers. Now, if your woman is a chocolate loving individual, why not seal the deal with some chocolate? I mean, what can it hurt to get some chocolate and some flowers? But here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Now, whether your wife or your girlfriend loves Valentine's Day, isn't crazy about it, this is what you're going to do, and you will win her over for life. Okay, are you listening? This is important. You're going to write her a love letter. Okay, now some of you are like, yeah, I do that now and again, no big deal. But I'm going to guess many of you is like, you want me to do what? Write her a love letter. Okay, so this is your goal. Take a sheet of paper and just fill one page. Sure, you could write big, but don't cheat. Write small. And maybe you'll find yourself pouring yourself out into this letter, and next thing you know, it's a couple pages long. You can show your gratitude for her, and maybe you don't know where to start. That's what's so wonderful about a letter. It's not like you're writing an essay. It's not like you're writing an email. You just let it flow. I hope that you'll write it. You can type it, but that handwriting, I know, to me really matters. I like to see my spouse's writing. It means a lot to me. And there are studies that have been done to show that when you actually write things by hand, you share more emotionally. And gentlemen, you know, sometimes people say, I wish men shared more emotionally. You don't have to be sappy. It's fine. But even just being, you know, start with, you know, I love you so much. I'm grateful for X, Y, and Z that you do. And maybe you just start writing. You remember an old story. Maybe you remember it's been 20 years since I've written you a love letter. Write the love letter. It will be so appreciated. Maybe hide it for her. And I personally hate reading letters in front of people. So hiding it at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, you have time. Here's the good news. What's the date today? It's February 9th. Okay, you have 5 days to work on a letter. You have 5 days. And it could even be you pick a cutesy, really Hallmark greeting card from the store and you fill up the entire thing. That's something too. Maybe, you know, that's what you like. I don't really care that much for those greeting cards. But the letter, like, we as women, we love gifts. We love, you know, so many, it hits so many of those five love languages. Words of affirmation, you know, giving a gift, all of that can be encompassed in the love letter. So here's what my husband and I do for Valentine's Day, because I'm not a big fan of how commercial it's become and how sappy. But again, I love flowers. Chocolate could go a long ways. I'm saying it a little louder, honey. I hope you hear. Chocolate could go a long ways on Valentine's Day. He's in the other room. He's actually great. I think he's doing the dishes right now. He's so good. So here's the deal. You got the chocolate, if she likes chocolate. If she does not like chocolate or cannot eat it, do not buy it for her knowing that you can eat it yourself. I don't like that idea. No. Not okay. Doesn't work, okay? Never get your spouse a gift that is actually for yourself. Now, if it's something that she will actually use for herself and like and love, great, and you like it too, bonus. However, don't get a gift for your spouse, your girlfriend, that, you know, they're not going to be that crazy about and you can just gobble down. Like, this is a real pet peeve of mine when guys do something like this. I'm just going to say. But back to what my husband and I do for St. Valentine's Day. Number one, I love to ponder the real story behind St. Valentine. Going to Mass is a win for me. I love St. Valentine and his story. Do you know Valentine is a man? You know, he was a bishop. Oh, fun fact. We'll talk more about that tomorrow and leading up to St. Valentine's Day. But what we do is our go-to is I don't want to get mixed in with the busyness of the restaurant industry. And restaurants are absolutely packed on that day. So what we've done is we make a fancy, fun dinner at home. We love to cook together, you know, make the desserts, make the food. Maybe you have extra desserts that are store-bought as well. But for us, it's we stay home and we enjoy cooking. You know, the baby's asleep by 7. It's great. We can enjoy that time together and make it a home day. You know, some people might love to light some candles and have a candlelit dinner. There are things you can do at home to make that a little more romantic without having to make a big deal, but instead just be thoughtful. So flowers, have you ordered your flowers yet? Have you picked your bouquet? You can have custom made flowers made, but I'll give you a little trick. Everyone always complains when I talk about places to shop. I'm not endorsing anywhere, but Trader Joe's has really well-priced flowers that tend to be beautiful. You can even create your own bouquet, guys. You take a little bit of the filler, take some of the flowers. You could make your own bouquet. You could totally impress her. And at least me, I would be totally endeared whether it was like this beautiful bouquet that looked like it came from a florist or it was something that you made. That's just me. I love flowers either way. Okay, electronic candles, no. Okay, great question. Use the power of the microwave? I don't know where we're going, gentlemen. Microwave and electronic candles. Okay, I mean, you can maybe use electronic candles, but I feel like that kind of misses the point. We need real light here, okay? So have any more Valentine's Day questions, I would be glad to take them. It's been a great gentleman's hour. Thank you so much for joining me. Tomorrow, Marriage Hour on Trending, and we'll tell the real story behind St. Valentine.
Hey, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio and also from the Faith Explained program. Joining Timory for these last few minutes here, it's your chance to get in on this and give from the heart, 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Fast, secure, easy ways to give as well. And don't forget, when you give and you come in at the dollar a day giving level, we're going to give you really a triple play. If you give online, you're going to get the talk from Father Kubicki, The Joy of Confession, sent to your inbox. You don't even have to do anything. It'll be there, and you can enjoy that digital presentation. Plus, you're going to get the San Damiano cross, that beautiful icon cross, and you're going to get the Mother Teresa medal with the third-class relic of St. Mother Teresa on the back. You're not going to want to miss out on this. Call 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. And I got to tell you, Timory, I was scribbling notes furiously during your last segment talking about how to please your spouse or your love. If you're maybe you're still dating and you're trying to seal the deal, the Valentine's Day tips, they were worth their weight in gold, I'll tell you that. And one thing that you said that I need to really take to heart, don't give your spouse a gift that's really for you. So that time that I bought Trish the Sunday NFL ticket for Valentine's. That's why that didn't go over well. Okay, I get it now. I get it. And the love letters. Let me ask you this, Timory. If your husband, Gabriel, right? That's his name, right? I haven't met Gabriel yet. But if he wrote you a love letter, would you be able to tell if he kind of cut and pasted the ideas from the internet or whether it's his actual own?
Oh, man.
Tell me the truth.
Yeah, I think I would be able to tell.
Okay.
But here's the deal, gentlemen, you would be surprised how well you can do on your own without using something sappy from the internet. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I agree. I think your wife can tell. That's my thought. This isn't you speaking. This is like, Edgar Allan Poe or something. I don't know. Does he write love poems? I don't know. His poems might be more scary.
I would never think to Google what was in the letter. Like, just personally, I mean, unless you're really suspicious of your spouse, and maybe that's another deal there.
Yeah, that'd be really funny. Yeah, do a check. Yeah, I ran it through an internet check system, and it appears you cut and pasted this. But I'll tell you, that those are great tips. And Gabriel, man, you're making us all look bad. You're doing the dishes. I can't believe that. Man, we've got a ways to go here, guys. I tell you, catch up to him. But hey, this is the love letter that you can send to Relevant Radio, as it were. You're going to want to give from the heart right now. Support Trending, support Timory. Really, you only have the next 5 minutes to do so, and then tomorrow, but you might forget tomorrow. Don't forget, but in case you do, just do it now. Just get it over with. 877-291-0123. Don't forget, you can also use the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com. And you can see all the different gifts that we want to give you if you come in at different giving levels. There are a lot of wonderful things that Relevant Radio will send your way. And you can also get a lot of satisfaction out of the fact that you're helping bring Christ to the world through the media. God loves a cheerful giver. That's what the Bible says. And when we give from the heart, as we're asking you to do, you're going to get back so much more. The knowledge that you're helping people find Jesus Christ. Where else in media can you find stuff like you're hearing every day on Relevant Radio, Timory?
One of the difficult moments you might be working through right now is, okay, I want to give, but I don't tithe and I don't feel like I have the money. I always say God gives us so much more when we are generous to Him. And here's the deal. Sacred Scripture is clear. We're called to give 10%. Maybe you cannot give 10% of what you have, of what your income is today, but what you can do is maybe just start with a smaller gift, whatever it might be that you know, okay, well, I can sacrifice X and I can give $50 or maybe $1,000 today. That's what we're asking you to do. And we have thank you gifts in return. So you are not a giver who's just giving. You are a giver who's giving and receiving as well, not just the programming, but also everything from a medal of St. Mother Teresa, perhaps, if you come in at that dollar a day level.
Absolutely. And that's so important that you said that, Timmy. It's really important. 877-291-0123. Go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Support Trending with Timmy. Support the Family Rosary across America. Many people are calling in with their prayer requests right now. We need this programming on the airwaves in America today. Give from the heart. 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Thank you for your support. We'll be right back.